You're listening to Q on KLCC. I'm Eric Allen. Fingerstyle guitarist Brooks Robertson and John Standifer have been blending their individual styles to create something unique together since they crossed paths in Nashville a few years ago. 2014 found them releasing their first album together as a duo, We Came to Play, which was named no less than the top album of the year by the National Thumb Pickers Hall of Fame. They're returning to Eugene for a show at Cosmic this Saturday evening, January 3rd, and they're here with us live in the KLCC studios. Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Well, no pressure or anything, but the first song of the first session of the year is bound to set the tone for the year, right? So, so what kind of a tone are we going to set here today, musically, Brooks?
A cool one. We're going to show John getting down with his bad self.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to try to get out of the cold.
Aha, that's always a good thing in dark Oregon.
Yes. Little tune called Summertime.
January 2nd, and the living is easy. A little Gershwin there in the studios from Brooks Robertson and John Standifer. You can find that on their CD called We Came to Play, and you can find them on the stage at Cosmic in Eugene Saturday evening, January 3rd. Well, the last time I saw you guys, it was about a year and a half ago or so, judging by our files, and you hadn't finished the record yet. It'd been about a year maybe since you'd been playing together. I imagine there's been a lot of evolution in your sound since then. Can you describe what that is, how it's changed?
Well, we learn at the rate of about a song a month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just takes a long time to develop good duets. So we've, you know, learned, we know two or three times that many tunes now. And so that's part of it, is just learning new tunes. And in the process, you know, we're always exploring new territory and different styles that we haven't done before and trying to improve on things that we have. So a lot of it has just been, you know, just new ground and new songs and all the avenues that mm-hmm. that takes us, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add to that, Brooks?
I mean, I find when I go back, especially listen to even the album, which we recorded about a year ago now, or not quite even a year ago, you know, we're doing things now live, especially that we didn't do on the album, and I'm going back and, oh, wait, what was that really cool idea I did on the album? I better keep doing that, or vice versa, or I find something new that I like, and because we can, we throw it in there.
Yeah, yeah. I used to always listen to Chet Atkins and think that, you know, he played the thing so perfectly, and I thought that every time you'd hear this certain tune, it would always sound like that because that's the way it was on the record. But, you know, you find out later, if you ever heard Chet play live, he did it different every time he did it. It's constantly changing, you know.
I imagine that's true in arrangement as well, but there's something certain that you have stuck to, which is Brooks on nylon guitar mm-hmm. and you, John, on steel. That difference sonically seems to really work for you guys. Is that fundamental to your sound?
I would say so, yeah. We tried a lot of different combinations to get to where we are with not only just nylon and steel, but different nylons, different steel strings, different amplification, and all sorts of things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, our equipment has actually completely changed since we were here last. Brooks is now playing a Ramirez nylon string that he got down here at McKenzie River, actually. Mm-hmm. And I'm playing a Paul McGill Super Steel. We're playing through different amps, different reverbs, different settings, you know, constantly trying to find that sound where the two guitars blend, but they have individual voices still.
And beautiful Oregon Myrtlewood in your guitar
yeah,
there, John.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Yeah.
Looks great on the radio, as we say.
Yeah.
Brooks Robertson and John Standifer live in the KLCC studios and live at Cosmic in Eugene Saturday evening at 7. What's the next tune you have for us?
Well, we were driving down this morning and down I-5 and we were listening to some old Chet Atkins records, and there was a tune with Chet Atkins and Jerry Reed. And so we figured we'll do a little tune they used to do. This is called Jerry's Breakdown and Stump Water.
A medley, as it were. Thank you.
Wow. Brooks Robertson and John Standifer live in the KLCC studios and at Cosmic in Eugene this Saturday evening at 7. Having four hands and two guitars really allows you to do different things chordally and otherwise, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What do you find you're able to do with two of you that you could not possibly do alone?
Well, we've talked, John and I have talked about this between ourselves and just in the last, I don't know, year or two since we've been playing together, and both of us can do so much on our own because in fingerstyle, you know, you're using your thumb to play the bass and the chords a lot of time, your fingers to play the chords and melody and harmony and all that. You can pretty much do it all on your own. So when we come together, we don't just try to do the same thing we would do. We have to look at it at a completely different perspective. But it's kind of like
a win not to play.
Yeah, we find ourselves a lot of times when we're sitting down and really being thoughtful and arranging something, John will say or I will say, like, okay, what chord are you playing? What notes are in that chord? What notes aren't in that chord? In other words, are a better way to look at it. And the other person will play those. So you get these huge chord voicings and a lot of like texturing too. We're not just taking it back and forth where I'm playing chords and John's playing it solo and then it's back and forth. Like we have a lot of, everything is very arranged in a nice way.
Yeah, we write out harmony lines to the melodies, you know, and figure out things. And some of this stuff is just by memory and some of it we actually do write out. And you find when you start writing things, when it gets complicated enough that you have to write it, you know, to see how everything works, that is kind of, we have chords on our chart that instead of saying, you know, C add 9 or F diminished or something, we'll just say D everything.
Yeah, a lot of those in there.
When I was listening to those two guitars, it reminded me in this tangential way of the Andean panpipes, how it takes two of them to really complete one melody. And In a certain sense, with guitars, there's something parallel in the way that you're approaching that, it seems to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, well, congratulations, Brooks, on getting a full-ride scholarship to Berklee School of Music. That's incredible.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, I was very thrilled. I came very close to the same opportunity in 2010 in a guitar competition called the Six String Theory Guitar Competition, put on by Lee Ritenour and sponsored by a bunch of big companies like Yamaha and Monster and Diodario and Berklee School of Music. And so I decided to enter it again this year and won the country category, and which was a great opportunity there. And then to be a finalist, you were eligible for some of the scholarships that Berklee gave away. And somehow, miraculously, they must have messed up with the numbering system or something. But, yeah, I got the full tuition scholarship, so I'll be heading back there next fall.
And do you have any particular thoughts about what you want to learn and study there?
At this point, I'm completely open-minded, and I have a lot of questions to ask and to decide what I want to do back there. But I'm not exactly sure yet.
Well, education's about listening just like music is, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The important thing is to get mo better.
That's right. I'm trying to get more better.
Yeah.
Back there.
Get an edumacation.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Brooks Robertson, John Standifer in the KLCC studios. Let's keep on with some more music, shall we? What do you feel
Absolutely.
Like playing?
Well, here's a little old Cascades hit. Thank you.
Brooks Robertson and John Standifer live in the KLCC studios. Rhythm of the Falling Rain, yes?
Yeah, that's it.
That is an Oregon title, if there ever was one.
Indeed.
You can find that on We Came to Play, the first CD from Brooks Robertson and John Standifer. They're out touring behind that with a show at Cosmic in Eugene this Saturday at 7 p.m. More information about their music, both at brooksrobertson.com and johnstandifer.com as well. Well, there's 40 years of age difference between you two guys, but it doesn't really seem like that to me. What makes it possible for you to be 40 years apart and yet so equal? Do you have any perspective on that?
I'm just a slow learner.
And Brooks is fast.
I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, that's probably what makes it work, staying quiet a little bit.
Yeah, no, it is an interesting dynamic for sure, and I know my experience from growing up learning from Buster B. Jones and that age difference and him being my mentor and being around musicians who are always my elder and that kind of thing, like just, I don't know, it made me feel a little bit more mature, and they didn't even feel that way, but I think it helped me become a more mature adolescent and young man, that kind of thing, so that's my excuse to live up
not,
to
not to mention
out with
that
John.
He's just good.
Well, there is that.
The kid can pick.
Yeah. Well, what is ahead for you two as a duo and individually when you look into 2015? It is the time to set intentions for the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got two big ones, I'd say. One is that we are in the midst of working up all the final arrangements for a second CD. And we actually have a string section playing on this one and a bunch of stuff. We're doing part of it in Nashville and part of it in Vancouver and stuff. And we'd like for it to even be better than the first one. It's hard to say, but it's going to be different anyway and bigger. And so that's really nice. And then, of course, the other thing is with Brooks taking off to college in the fall and everything, we've got to make hay while the sun shines. So, you know, we're going to be playing a lot and trying to, you know, we don't know for sure what's going to happen after that. So we're putting things on hold for a little while to see.
Anything you want to add to the look at 2015 ahead of you, Brooks?
Just more of what we've been doing. I mean, it's been so much fun to be working with John. What we've been doing is I'm so happy and thankful that we got, you know, we bumped into each other that one day in Nashville. And John said, hey, why don't you come over sometime? Because it would have been, it's really changed my life the last few years to be able to do everything we've been doing together. And so really my hope is just to keep working hard at that. And I know that that will pay off, and I think it has been.
Well, we really appreciate you guys coming in today. Thank you for beginning our year in such a beautiful way.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
Brooks Robertson and John Standifer in the KLCC studios and tomorrow night, Saturday, at Cosmic in Eugene at 7 o'clock. CosmicPresents.com, BrooksRobertson.com, and JohnStandifer.com.